This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Happy Friday! It is the weekend here on the Kona Edge, as they say in my neck of the woods. Was our weekend. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brad Brown, coming to you from Cape Town, the mother city in South Africa. Wherever you are, I hope things are well. I've asked a while ago, if you're listening to this podcast, and don't do this if you're driving, okay? But anywhere else, if you're sitting on your indoor trainer or if you are somewhere taking a walk or whatever it is, take a photo and tweet me or Instagram me where you're listening to this photo right now. It's at The Kona Edge. That's where you can find us on the various social media platforms. You can tag us on Facebook as well. I just love seeing where people listen to this podcast. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, it would be much appreciated. Talking of indoor trainers and bikes, that's exactly what we're chatting about today here on the podcast. We're talking some cycling with Ali and Ayub. We'll get into that in just a moment. We've been getting some great support here on the podcast from our patrons, and I released a patron-only podcast a little bit earlier on this week with some exciting developments that are happening behind the scenes. I had a very interesting meeting yesterday, which I'm super amped about. All will be revealed soon, but if you want to get a sort of early heads up about what I'm up to and what it's going to mean for you here on the Kona Edge, then all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. Become a patron and you'll get access to that exclusive patron-only podcast feed, where I sort of bounce ideas off our patrons and fill them in on some of the juicy tidbits that are happening behind the scenes. And I am so amped. I can't quite tell you what's happening, but if you get onto that podcast feed, you'll be able to figure it out. There's some cool things in the pipeline, let me tell you that much. But enough of me rambling on. That website, if you want to check it out, is thekonaedge.com/support. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom, all the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's great to have you with us once again, and we head back to Canada to talk some cycling with Ali and Ayub. Ali, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, hi, Brad. Nice to talk to you.
Arlene, your bike, you mentioned your swim's obviously your least favorite, your run is your favorite. The bike's an interesting one because it's the discipline that takes the longest for most people. You're pretty good on the bike, even though you say it's not your favorite discipline. You're not half bad. You're a pretty decent cyclist.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy, the biking is getting better. I can see changes. I was a bit of a wobbler in the early days, so I've corrected that. Again, working on my core, adjusting my pedal stroke a bit, so that's some benefits. I like to stand on the hills. I guess that's because I'm a runner first. So this winter also I've been concentrating on standing less and pushing bigger watts seated, although you know I'm not where I want to be yet, that's also coming along.
That's quite interesting. It's the first time that's popped up on the podcast. Sitting and pushing bigger watts, particularly uphill. What have some of the sort of specific workouts you're doing that have helped you get better at that?
Well, What some of the training is that we've been working on are high-intensity intervals. So we will do 30 seconds at 300 watts, and then a bit of a break, and then just keep repeating that over and over and over, and working on a higher cadence through those. because my tendency is to slow down and kind of mush my way through it. So I'm working on keeping the cadence up and keeping those watts up for a short period, hopefully to strengthen the muscles that I need to avoid me from standing all the time on hills. The thing about standing when I'm climbing the hills is that my heart rate goes up. So I'm trying to avoid that as well.
As far as workouts you love doing on the bike, what are some of your favorite workouts?
Well, favorite workouts for me are long steadies. So, we'll get on a Sunday and do a 2-hour ride. Within that ride, there'll be a warm-up and a cool-down, but we may do something like 12-minute steady watts at maybe 80% of our FTPs. So that gets a lot of hours and miles in our legs with and simulates a kind of a half Ironman or full Ironman pace.
Sounds brilliant. As far as the bike you're riding, what are you currently on?
Yeah, I'm on a Felt right now. I'm enjoying it very much.
Fantastic. Well, Arlene, I look forward to getting you on to chat a little bit about your run next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
And that's it for today's podcast. Thank you very much to Arlene for joining us on today's podcast and a great iTunes review on iTunes, because that's where iTunes reviews do pop up, is on iTunes. That was a bit, as we say in my neck of the woods, doff. But, an iTunes review from KM Kruns in the United States saying, love all the Ironman talk. I'm a 15-time Ironman finisher and still learning new things. I love that. And that's exactly why we do this podcast. So thank you for that. That just made my day and made my week. We'll be back again on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.